Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Wait a minute. You don't know if you actually ordered my slippers?
No, I did order them.
You did?
Yeah, I did order them. I checked my receipt through PayPal.
Yeah.
And I did order, but I can't really track them. Because they didn't ask for an email address, so I've gotten nothing back as far as, you know, being able to track the package or anything. So I'm just kind of waiting to see what shows up at the door.
Well, when I looked at my stupid-ass, whatever, slippers. Oh, sorry, they're not called that, are they? No. No, they're just
what
called
do you mean?
My slippers. Yeah, they're not called
my slippers. Oh, my slippers.
Yeah, not my stupid-ass slippers.
No, they're not. No, they're not. No, I don't appreciate that at all.
Well, when I looked to see what the heck you had bought for your nursing home visits.
No, it's not for nursing home visits. It's to wear around the house and possibly even to wear them to work.
Yeah,
because they say they're so comfortable.
They said they're all seasonal. Yeah.
They're only $25 right now. I don't do commercials for my slippers or my pillow, but they're only $25. They're normally $149.
I don't know why they're on sale.
I know. It's a bargain, man. I think it's a spring clearance.
Well, when I went to go look at what the heck they look like, it said if you entered your email, you get a free gift.
It didn't give me a space to enter the email, though.
Oh, I'm just saying.
When I ordered.
You didn't get a free gift?
No, I didn't get a free gift.
I was wondering what the free
I
gift
I will
was.
Tell you, though, yesterday, the FedEx truck showed up at my house a couple of times. The little, you know, ring goes off on your phone. And I'm like, oh, man, slippers are here. And I go to the front door, and every package has her name on it.
Then you're waiting for your slippers.
Yeah, because mine.
Think about your life. You're waiting for slippers and you're excited.
I know. And I saw the guy, and he had a box. Man, it looked like a slipper box. Did it ever? Nope. Got her name on it.
Oh, my God. This is so sad.
But I'm waiting.
You know, and I just hazed you so bad yesterday about it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe how many people, even females, were going, I love my slippers. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
I don't have a testimonial for you yet because I haven't received the slippers. But I have read a bunch of reviews online, and I know a lot of these put up the positive stuff. They don't put up the negative. But from everything I'm seeing, man, oh man, $25 for my slippers? What a bargain that is. They say they're the most comfortable shoes you'll ever put on.
We really live different lives. You know what? What I'm shopping for?
What?
A used Hobie Cat.
A what?
A used Hobie Cat.
What's a Hobie Cat?
Nothing. We just
Hobie Cat? Is that like a surfboard?
No.
It's not. Like a hoverboard.
What's a Hobie Cat? It's fine. Is that a drill?
It's fine. Don't tell him either.
Hobie Cat.
Don't tell him.
I'm having to look it up myself. So.
You don't know
Hang
either?
No.
You guys, you both don't know what a Hobie Cat is?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. We definitely have different lives.
Anyway, Hobie Cat.
That's what
hey, Spadil, do you know?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, okay.
You've never heard of it?
All three of you?
No, one time.
A Hobie Cat.
A Hobie Cat.
How do you call Hobie?
I got it. Snowblower.
No! It's not a snowblower. Oh my God.
Is it an RV?
No, don't even forget it. Just, oh my God. How can I be the only one in this room that knows what a Hobie
cat is? I got it. Okay. Wood chipper.
Yes.
Hobie cat wood chipper.
I'm looking for a used Hobie cat wood chipper. Oh my God, you guessed it. Wow, crazy. No, I can't. I'm looking for a used one, but they're all like, they're so hard to find, and there's one in Nebraska. I don't know. Like a 98. That's just scary.
Is it a tractor for like a farm?
No.
Because then you could use it down at your cabin, so that would make sense.
Nothing runs like a deer. That's what I ride. Anyway, it's a sailboat, you guys.
It's a sailboat.
Yeah, it's a Hobie cat sailboat.
Well, I don't feel so bad about it, though. I mean, if it were like a saw or some type of a tool. Yeah, that a guy should know. Uh-huh. The Hobie cat, being a sailboat, I've never sailed. Yeah. So I don't feel so bad about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, sometimes you guys worry me like a
lot. I have no idea. I've never heard of that in my life.
I will say that you are going to be extremely jealous when I get my slippers.
And you are going to be extremely jealous when I talk about sailing.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. I'll be like,
where are you going to sail?
Chatfield.
Yeah, right. Okay. I can see to the other side. I don't need to sail over there. I can see it.
I think, does Cherry Creek, does that allow it? I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm going to sail, BJ. And I'm going to get up on one side. And I'm going to lean over like I'm America's Cup.
Hey, speaking of seeing to the other side, can I mention this visibility thing real quick?
Okay, go ahead.
So there was breaking news a few minutes ago on TV that our visibility, because of the fog this morning, is down to 8 miles. And I saw it and looked around the room and I said, huh, do we really need to see further than eight miles?
Yeah. Wow.
I swear, they did a breaking news report that visibility is down to 8 miles. Yeah, be careful out there.
It's true.
I'm like, what?
It's true. They did. And we're like, why are you doing a visibility report when you can see everything? I don't know. Anyway. All right. That's crazy. There's lots to talk about, including, did you know that Elon Musk is the most followed Twitter person?
I just saw that, yeah.
Yeah. 133 million people are following him on Twitter.
Wow.
More than Barack Obama. I guess Barack Obama used to hold the record, but now Elon is holding the record at 133 million people.
Yeah, that Elon, man, you can't stop him. He's got more followers, more money, got more everything.
Well, and it's weird. I didn't even know 133 people were even on Twitter because I feel like I get the same crap every day.
133.
What did I say?
133?
Million.
Oh, okay.
Million. Yeah. I didn't know that there was that many people on Twitter to even follow
him. I feel like he padded his followers a little bit with that.
I don't know. I think the people that decide to stay on Twitter are following him.
I think Twitter is over 300 million.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Why do I only get the same like eight
things? That's around the world.
Like I only get yours?
Well, because that's who you follow.
Yeah, but I follow a lot of people. I just don't get
a lot
of...
Well, and you interact with his tweets, probably. Retweet, like...
Yeah, I do. I'm going to stop doing that.
No, you get the same people because of your follow list.
Yeah, but I just said, though, I follow a lot more than I see. Maybe they're just not tweeting.
They're just
I don't know. All right, anyway, let's see here. Jeremy Renner, whatever. The guy that ran over himself with his own snowcat. He is doing a Diane Sawyer special thing, and BJ is not happy about it at all.
Well, it's not that I'm not happy. I'm just not interested.
But he got ran over by his own snowplow.
Boom, story over.
Here's the promo.
An ordinary man with a strength that never gives up.
I'd do it again.
You'd do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again. Because it's going right at my nephew.
Someone's been run over by a snowcat. Hurry. He's been crushed. There's a lot of blood over here. He is in rough shape. Oh, keep breathing, man. Keep fighting.
8 ribs broken in 14 places. Yeah. Right knee, right ankle broken. Left leg tibia broken. The left ankle broken. Right clavicle broken. Right shoulder broken. Face eye socket. The jaw, the mandible broken. Lung collapsed. Mm. Pierced from the rib bone, your liver, which sounds terrifying.
Yeah. I've lost a lot of flesh and bone in this experience, but I've been refueled and refilled with love and titanium.
The exclusive interview.
You look in the mirror and do you see the same face?
No, I see a lucky man.
Hmm.
I don't know. Something about my body is full of love and titanium is awesome. Yeah. I really like that a lot.
Now, when is this air?
April 6th.
Yep. What he said.
April 6th.
April 6th. Yep. Okay. It'll be exciting, won't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, love
yeah.
and titanium in my body.
The guy is lucky he's alive, though.
Oh, yeah. My God, is he ever?
And he was saving his nephew, was it?
Yeah. I think he was digging him out or something. And the cat was rolling towards him, so he tried to jump
in. Right, that's
in.
What I mean. Yeah. He was in the path of this runaway cat.
Yeah, so anyway, he's alive, and that's a good thing. And so now he's getting his own Diane Sawyer special. Yeah. Love and titanium. Hey, you know what I watched yesterday that you should watch that you would like a lot?
What's that?
Narcos.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, it is.
And I love that type of show,
too.
I know. Based on a real story.
Yeah. Have you figured out Netflix yet?
No. I haven't watched Netflix. I've never watched Netflix.
Did you try to do what we said, which is like push the button and say Netflix?
No.
Oh, okay.
I always forget before when I get home because it's not in my, you know, it's not in my routine.
Oh.
So when I get home, I don't think of, oh, geez, let me try Netflix. Oh, yeah. Boy. And I just don't go there.
You know, you really are a routine guy.
I am a routine guy.
I
creature of habit.
Yeah, that's so funny because I know a few people that are just like routine people. And that's neat.
I do like my routine. That's why I love Mondays. Uh-huh. I love Mondays. I really do. And a lot of people don't like Monday because going back to work, whatever. But Monday puts me back in my routine.
Right.
The weekends, I'm off. I'm way off.
Yeah.
And I'm not comfortable with it. I got to be honest. Huh. But Monday through Friday, routine, 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 and I love it.
You know, that reminds me of like my great grandma, actually. She had a routine. Like we always had to have dinner on Sundays at 4 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, her dinner, she would talk about what we'd have for lunch or breakfast the next day.
I do that, too, because I have to do dinner either if Lisa's at home or not at home. But I have to make sure it's done by 6 p.m.
Oh, my God!
And if she's going to show up at 6:30, I'll still do it, but I'll just keep it heated. Or even 7. But I've got to have it completed by 6.
You know what you're like?
And it's not.
Rain Man.
No.
Yeah, definitely.
I just have a routine.
No, you're Rain Man. Have you been tested?
No. Should I be tested? What do you mean tested?
You know.
Like?
For cognitive skills and stuff.
All my skills are good. Are you kidding?
Do you ever say definitely?
Definitely. Definitely I do. Yeah, definitely. I do definitely say it.
I just, do you guys hear a little Rain
definitely.
Man in there?
Definitely
little bit. Am I the only one? Okay, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
Well, that was good.
It was really good. Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on this Thursday morning. Oh, no, what?
It's shifted directions, so this is really bad.
What has?
The black hole.
I did see a picture of the black hole.
Yes.
Now, I don't know where this black hole is. Where is it?
It's in the galaxy. Yeah.
Well, is it like over
it's
there?
Out in,
or over
it's
there,
out in space.
Oh, it's out there. Yeah. All right, so this thing.
So at first they thought it was a galaxy. So they saw it, right? Now they're saying it's a supermassive. Listen to this. Supermassive. Like, that's big, right? Black hole, and it's changed directions and is now aiming towards the Earth, and it's shooting radiation towards us.
Oh.
Hmm. That's not good, is it? How'd you die? Big black hole shot me with radiation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, so they're saying that they don't know why it changed directions, but it's aiming right at us.
But I think there's like thousands of these.
But this one is rotated 90 degrees and is now pointing its center towards Earth. This means that the galaxy is now a blazar, which means a galaxy point which has jet points pointing at Earth. Whew, man. Yeah.
Just great. Everything's going bad. It's just everything is going the hell in a handbasket. Did you see the video that's circulating of these strawberries?
Yes, that also
is that
is
crazy?
Horrible. Yes.
All right, now get this. Now, there's a video out there. And by the way.
Is it real?
I guess the agricultural. Yeah, it's real. I guess the ag community is very upset about this because it's ruining the sales of strawberries nationwide.
But I thought we talked about this a long, long, long time ago. About 5 years ago, we talked about this. Because somebody put out a video. But
I
then
agree.
we said it wasn't real.
So a person, I don't know if it's a scientist or what it is, in some lab or whatever. Either way, they've got a microscope, okay? In the video, they take a strawberry, just out of a container, take a strawberry that you would buy at the grocery store. They take a knife and they slice a little piece off. They put it under the microscope to take a look at it. And when you look through the microscope lens, you see nothing but bug after bug. It looks like a bug party.
Yeah, it
on
does.
On this strawberry piece.
It does.
Okay? Which means if that piece has that many bugs on it, just imagine how much the entire container has on all the berries that are in there.
Can I tell you something?
Crazy.
Can I tell you something psychotic
what?
I do?
What?
Wait, I don't know if I want to tell you.
Why?
Because it's
what?
Really psycho.
No, no, no. I was in the middle of a very good story there, and a story that was kind of a public service announcement, but you've got some crazy, I don't know, bizarre thing that you do that you need to run by. But go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay. So, but this is nuts.
All right. What is it?
Well, I take a Q-tip, and I dip it in vinegar, and I clean out raspberry holes.
Like all the holes?
All the holes. Clean out the raspberry hole.
You sit around the house with Q-tips
dipped
and vinegar.
And dipped in vinegar and water.
And you clean holes.
I clean out the raspberry holes. Raspberry hole.
Shut up, Spadilla.
Is that crazy?
How long does that take you?
Takes a while.
I will say
this. Takes a while. But I just, because I don't know what's in there. You don't know what's in there. I find like little pieces of like leaves and stuff, but you know what's in the raspberry hole, right?
I mean, that's a valid point.
Yeah. So
I will say this.
Yep.
It's better than the strawberry story.
Thank you.
I'm gonna give that one to you. I'm gonna concede.
Right, I just wondered
yeah,
if
I
it was,
think yeah.
TJ
okay.
and Jamie.
I love it. All right, we got to get out of here. Yeah, we got to go. Got to go.
Here's the deal. You got to tie down your trampolines today.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is it windy yet?
It's going to, I think, 11 a.m. And I'm looking at my girlfriend, Julie, just posted. And it's going to be like 50 mile per hour gusts. 54. There's some that say 60. It's going to be crazy.
Bring in those grill covers, too.
Yeah, your grill cover.
Yeah.
So it's
going to
be
grill cover.
Super duper windy.
All right. Well, that's for the entire metro?
Denver.
Or just portions?
Denver, 54. Fort Collins, 29.
Oh, boy.
Longmont, 38. It says Castle Rock, 62.
Woo!
Pueblo, 59.
Jeez. I'm concerned because I've gotten so skinny, I could blow away. I've lost so much weight.
You have lost a lot of weight. I am going to give you that. I mean, I don't want to compliment you, but I will say you have lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. Guys like me have to be careful today.
You look fantastic.
Now, Spadilla, you're fine. Ish. You're going to be fine.
Again?
Dude, I've gone down a lot of weight recently.
Hey, did you finish off that chocolate milk? I need to take the jug back
home. I did
about
half of it. I got half left.
I've been drinking my chocolate milk this morning.
You're so proud that you finally gave somebody a gift.
Yeah. Longmont Dairy.
It is really good chocolate milk.
Good chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. So it's going to be windy today, but it's going to be sunny, but windy, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's bad wind.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
And even more so in the mountains, I think.
Yeah, so please don't, if you're a smoker, please don't flick your cigarette out the window, please, for the love of God.
Yeah.
You know? And if you have if you're pulling a trailer, we make sure your chains are pulled up.
Oh yeah, no sparks.
Yeah, no sparks. We don't need that today. That's true.
All right. Have a great day. Enjoy your Thursday. I can't believe it. Tomorrow's Friday. Oh, by the way, Major League Baseball, Rockies play tonight.
Woo!
Gonna play San Diego. They're in San Diego. Opening game.
That means it's spring.
But
BJ,
it's not here. Yeah.
That means it's spring.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I love it. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care and bye bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.